Before you start dimensioning any part, you must first identify your datum planes or datum features. For our purpose, we will consider them to be equivalent. There are usually three datum features, one for each direction in the Cartesian coordinate system. Simply one for left and right, one for up and down, and one for in and out of the paper. You might be asking yourself, why do we need to identify datum features before dimensioning, and what are they? Well, we usually locate each feature of a part with respect to a datum feature. In other words, each dimension starts at a datum feature. Take time to look at the figure and notice that I have identified three datum features, and each feature of the part is located with respect to one of them. Now, how do we choose a datum feature? This is a more difficult question. In order to properly select a datum feature, we need to know something about how that surface mates with its related parts, how it functions in the machine as a whole. Good datum features are functionally important surfaces, mating surfaces, and big enough to permit its use in the manufacturing process. Most of the time, in a classroom setting, we don't have this information. Usually, we are just left with choosing the datum feature based on the fact that it would be large enough to be used in the manufacturing process. We are left to guess and make assumptions.